Hey there, let's talk about Sharon Hornell from Here with Supersize Business. Let's talk about 7 affiliate marketing strategies to supersize and grow your business. Now, I was thinking about this morning. Have you ever noticed that strategies are just processes, different processes that we apply to different areas and aspects of our business? And if it's a process, that means I can learn it from somebody else. I can break it down into bite-sized, step-by-step pieces, and I can apply it and use it in my business. And that's why I share all these different strategies, is so that you realize, oh my gosh, this is how you can do this. This is how I can break it down into step-by-step pieces and use it in my business as well. And you don't have to throw it all out there and try to do it perfectly all at once. It's a continually improving process, which is always the last step of any process, right? Continuous improvement. Make sure that you are testing and tweaking and seeing what works for you and building on what's working and not doing any more of what isn't working or tweaking it until it works for you. So what are some of these affiliate marketing strategies that we can use? And I'm going to share it in the form of a process, because you can apply it step by step and have it positively impact your business. Or if you have a whole big team, you can implement it and throw it out there a lot faster. Affiliate marketing is one of those things. It's like partnering with influencers or partnering with other companies that are complementary or that add products and services that you don't, to provide better opportunities and options and offers for the customers and the people that you're already serving and the people that you want to serve. But the first thing we do whenever we're doing this, and it is a strategy, and guess what? Vast majority of businesses do not do this first step. And if you don't do this first step, this first strategy, you're in trouble, because you're wasting your time and energy going after the wrong people, the people that aren't right for you, the people that you're not right for. And that's probably the most important part. If you're not right for somebody and you're spending your time and energy trying to market and talk to and sell to them, you're just spinning your wheels. That's where all the no's come from, right? If we're putting our products and services and our offers in front of the right people for us, they say yes a lot more often and we grow much faster. So the first thing we want to do whenever we're doing any new initiative is verify that we totally understand and get our target audience, and that we have a target audience, right? So many people, when they start out in business, believe in their heart, and in their heart, they're probably right in some aspects, that their product or service is right for everybody. But if you are ever saying my product or service is right for everybody, it should be a huge red flag to say, okay, really? Is it really, really right for everybody? Probably not. I love certain products and services that no one else in my family likes or wants to use. We don't all like jalapeno peppers, right? We don't all like broccoli. We don't all like strawberries. So nothing is actually for everybody. So if we're convincing ourselves, we're trying to tell ourselves that, it's a cop-out, because it's really hard to clearly identify and zero in on your target audience. It shouldn't be, but we make it really, really hard for us. Why? A lot of times we don't want to commit to a target audience. We want to keep it open so we don't miss anybody. Again, it's a lie we tell ourselves so that we don't focus in on what really matters. Affiliate marketing, I guess I'm not even talking about affiliate marketing. I'm off on a tangent. affiliate marketing is when we offer people incentives to help us promote and sell our products and services. I guess that's how I like to define it. Usually in a lot of different industries do it. They don't call it affiliate marketing, but if they pay a finder's fee, I think real estate and different mortgage, I don't know if mortgage brokers still do it, but different insurance agencies and things, they have rewards and incentives for you sharing their business with other people. And they really are affiliate programs. And now with digital marketing and online paying systems and things, there are literally hundreds of organizations that actually act as affiliate market go-betweens. You can have all of it automated. I would not do an affiliate marketing program nowadays unless I could automate the whole thing, meaning the tracking, the processing, attracting affiliates, the assets, and the things we're going to talk about that are important to having a successful affiliate marketing strategy, right? We don't want to ever do anything that isn't successful, but sometimes we do because we miss the key components that need to be in place when we're doing when we're applying any strategy to our business. So I'll give you an example of this as far as identifying your target audience. If you're in a fitness brand, if you have a fitness product or service, maybe you have training centers or something, you want to find, for affiliates, influencers, especially on social media nowadays, who are already speaking to and already have your target audience, because it gets you in front of the people that you want to be in front of much faster. You want to choose the right affiliate partners. You know, there's a lot of organizations out there, especially in the online digital world, that will let anybody be an affiliate. And you can do that. You know, I think they go for quantity versus quality sometimes. And it depends on the nature of your business, whether that's appropriate or not. I mean, I've been an affiliate for different organizations that pretty much let anybody that uses their product or service also recommend it to other people, both in network marketing and in digital marketing and in different industries. It works just fine. But for the most part, you want to have long-term relationships, just like partnership relationships. You want to have some super affiliates that really move your business ahead, because just like anything else, if you follow the 80-20 rule, or if you look at statistically, the top 10% of your affiliates will bring in 80 to 90% of the revenue for your organization. So you want to have some longer term partnerships by choosing some really excellent super affiliates for you. Third strategy is to offer compelling incentives. You have to have incentives that make sense to the people that you want to be your affiliates. Just like with partners, when we're looking for partners and strategic partners in our businesses, we want to make sure that it's there's something in it for everybody, right? If we're not both benefiting from the partnership, then why would we be in a partnership? It doesn't make any sense. Been involved in some excellent partnerships, been involved in some not so excellent partnerships, been involved in some excellent affiliate programs, been involved in some affiliate programs that were horrible and I didn't continue to participate in them. Both as an affiliate, I like to think my affiliate programs are good, but you know, that's probably personal rater bias. But you want to have compelling incentives, compelling to the people that are the affiliates, not necessarily compelling to you, right? If it isn't compelling and attractive to them, they're not going to be affiliates for you. That can be in the form of compensation. I like to have contests and awards and leaderboards and things. I think that it's fun. People like to naturally compete for different prizes and things when it comes to any kind of sales type program. But by providing our affiliates with tiered commission structure, you know, if you sell more, you get a higher commission rate. That's one of my favorite ways to incentivize people to participate more and promote my products and services over other people's products and services. Fourth, we want to provide high quality marketing collateral, marketing assets, meaning emails, graphics, videos, things that promote our business so that they can just attach their affiliate link to it and they don't have to create them on their own. We want to do that for a bunch of reasons. For one, we want to protect our brand and make sure that it's consistent across the board. We want to make sure that our affiliates are following and are in alignment with our goals and values as an organization, or they can do more damage than they do good sometimes, because they can do shortcuts and short-term things that actually damage our reputation instead of enhancing it. And the whole point of having an affiliate program is to get the word out about how awesome we are, not have things that tarnish our reputation. Fifth, we want to make sure that we foster strong communications and we have support for our affiliates. They should never have to struggle to get their questions answered or to get help with a problem or a challenge that they're having as a business partner of ours. A lot of times we set up a whole affiliate marketing network and a whole affiliate marketing community and communication system specifically for our affiliates, just like you would to your sales team, same thing for your affiliates. Six, we want to track and analyze performance and metrics, right? We want to know who's making the sales, who's not. Number one, for fair compensation. Number two, so that we know who are and can identify who our super affiliates are. And we ought to be treating them better and doing things for them because they are driving a lot of revenue to our business and a lot of customers to our business. And finally, I always add my step seven, continuous improvement. We create our affiliate program. Like I said, now there's companies and systems that will actually do that for you. A lot of software products and services that we often use have affiliate programs. A lot of the things that we use every day in our everyday life, which is easy to recommend to people because we're using them and getting benefits out of them or we wouldn't continue to use them, have compensation or reward programs for them. Why? because it's a terrific way to build and grow and supersize your business. So love to know if you have an affiliate program, if you've participated in an affiliate program, if you're looking to do an affiliate program, et cetera, and have questions, just ask. Otherwise, that's it for today. Have an awesome day, and I'll, of course, be with you tomorrow.